You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Recently, Freedom House, an organization that monitors and promotes the growth of democracy around the world, downgraded India from a free country to partly free, and said that India had experienced the steepest decline in scores among the 25 largest democracies. But those who teach about democracy here in this country say they are increasingly finding themselves under attack when talking about democracy in India. For WNYC's Race and Justice Unit, Arun Venugopal reports.
Dr. Audrey Treschke is a professor of history at Rutgers University in Newark.
I teach the entire history of South Asia.
She is also a vocal critic of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist government. Her politics and her scholarship have gained her tens of thousands of followers online. But also a steady stream of violent threats, she says, like this.
Mind your own business, you bitch. I'm Hindu. I kindly request you stop spreading rumors about my Hinduism, my religion. Otherwise, you will be killed by someone. Don't underestimate us.
A number of American scholars say they're increasingly dealing with threats and harassment based on their critique of Prime Minister Modi, their defense of minority rights in India, or simply the nature of their research. In response, they're organizing. They formed a South Asia Scholar Activist Collective. And this month, they published the Hindutva Harassment Field Manual. Hindutva is the term used to describe Hindu nationalism and militancy.
The Hindu right will not leave me alone. And their attacks on me and many of my colleagues have become so persistent and so virulent, so violent, and so dangerous that it is imperiling everything that we hold dear. From our personal safety, the safety of our families, including our children, all the way from that to our academic freedom.
Nikunj Trivedi is the president of the Coalition of Hindus of America, or CONA.
We have categorically said that threats or instances of threats against anybody is condemnable because we don't subscribe to any of that stuff.
CONA helped coordinate a letter against Treschke, arguing that her public statements on Hindu scripture have been offensive, causing trauma to Hindu students. It was signed by 75 temples across the country. While condemning the threats against scholars such as Treschke, he says she and others should be held accountable for hurting the Hindu community.
Unfortunately, these folks decide to continuously deny us our voice and space. And if that happened to other groups, nobody would take that lying down.
The word that he uses to describe the situation is Hindu-phobia. It's a contentious term, but one that is increasingly being invoked in the West. There was even a recent virtual conference organized by students at Rutgers called Understanding Hinduphobia. It featured students like this.
I strongly believe that academia in the United States discourages Hindus from publicly stating their religious views and values through accusations of misogyny and caste discrimination.
Notably, the student didn't appear on screen, nor did she identify herself. This is part of the challenge. Students who say they're suffering from Hinduphobia but are not willing to step forward. They and their allies say it's because they're afraid and that this is itself evidence of the problem. Their ideological opponents say otherwise. Shreya Singh is a student at Yale who created a group called Students Against Hindutva Ideology.
When it comes to members of the academy, the term seems to be used as a silencing tactic rather than a legitimate effort to actually address instances of hate. It seems to be a way to silence academic freedom.
Simranjit Singh is a scholar of religion in South Asia at Union Theological Seminary and part of the collective that published the manual. He compares the debate to what's happening in the American racial discourse, where mostly white conservatives are demonizing scholars who teach critical race theory.
What we see in both the American context and in the Indian context is a desire from the right to bring forward a vision of history that fits into their cultural supremacist worldviews.
He calls it a victimization narrative. This is echoed by Vinayak Chaturvedi, a historian at the University of California, Irvine.
That Hindus were the victims of Muslims, Hindus were the victims of Christians, Hindus were the victims of the British, of the Portuguese, of other powers.
Chaturvedi is an expert on a controversial Indian historical figure, V.D. Savarkar, who inspired the development of Hindu nationalism, admired the Nazi Party, and who in turn is admired by Indian Prime Minister Modi. In many ways, he was the opposite of Mahatma Gandhi, who preached nonviolence.
He argues the exact opposite, that nonviolence is actually antithetical not only to being a Hindu, but nonviolence is antithetical to being a human.
For his scholarship, Chaturvedi says he's been targeted by right-wing Hindu groups. Last fall, while on the phone with his father, a SWAT team showed up at his parents' home, owing to an anonymous call to the police. This is what's known as being swatted, and is a well-known tactic of the alt-right. Another scholar who's been on the receiving end of harassment is Deepa Sundaram. She teaches Hindu studies at the University of Colorado, Boulder, and is a member of the South Asia Scholar Activist Collective. She is herself Hindu and grew up in upstate New York in the 1970s.
I got asked questions like, are you a woo-woo Indian or are you a dot Indian? Those are racist attacks that were linked to my Hindu identity.
Back then, Hindus found their traditions distorted and mocked in the popular culture. There was the film Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, which depicted a Hindu cult ritual ending in human sacrifice. And in New Jersey, a group called the Dot Busters, which terrorized and even killed Indian immigrants. It took its name from the bindi worn on the foreheads of Hindu women. Still, Sundaram takes issue with contemporary use of the term Hindu-phobia, saying it co-opts the term Islamophobia and the experiences of Muslims in America.
Hindus are not structurally vulnerable in the United States.
Milan Vaishnav is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and co-authored a recent report based on a survey of 1,200 Indian Americans. 18% of the Hindu respondents said they'd experienced religious discrimination in the past year. However, more than twice as many Muslims, 39%, made the same claim.
Muslims who are Indian, of Indian origin, experience much worse discrimination.
Audrey Trushke says the problem of Hindutva harassment is not one that is simply being imported from India.
But a lot of this is homegrown hate at this point. This is an American problem now, and it's imperiling the American Academy.
She says that despite the attacks, she remains focused on her scholarship and the problem of Hindu nationalism within India itself, as well as the rise of authoritarianism. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.